to the sugya of bedikas tefillin.
No.
Bedikas tefillin umezuzos. Okay, it's on the page that says Zayin Amud Aleph. The other page doesn't have any mention of a daf. The sugya of how often do you need to inspect your tefillin and mezuzos. Beritva besugin kosav levasha tefillin einam tzrichim sirtut. We know that tefillin al pi halacha do not require sirtut. Kevan she'ein adam tzarech livdoik es hatefillin shaloi. Nimso she'ein hatefillin oimdim likroi bohem. Tefillin, no one reads the tefillin. The parshios that are in the tefillin, no one's ever going to read. No one's ever going to read for Kriyas HaTorah. The only reason why we have sirtut, we etch the line on the parchment before we actually write the words on the words, is because it should be neat, it should be easy to read. If you have a Sefer Torah and the lines are zigzag, and the Balkari is reading on Shabbos, so you're going to make mistakes. You're going to go from one line into the next. So therefore, the halacha demands that it be neat. How is it neat? If you have a guide on the parchment to make sure that the line is written straight. But that's only true when it comes to a Sefer Torah. And when it comes to tefillin, no one's going to be reading the tefillin. So therefore, there's no need for there to be sirt, at least according to the Ikar Hadin. Halacha lemaisa, that's not done. Halacha lemaisa, tefillin and mezuzos have sirtut. We do sirtut. We do sirtut on every single line, not just the first line, and we do sirtut on the side, so we're very makbid on, but it's not an ikar hadin. Now, nimsosh ein atfilin oimdim likurachem ashein kein mezuzah b'tzrichot b'dika pam b'shavua ulechein tzrichot sirtut. So he says something over here amazing. He says that according to Tosfos, according to the Ritva basically is saying that you never ever have to check tefillin. You write the tefillin, you put it in your tefillin, the Ritva, not on Shulchan Aruch, you never ever have to inspect the tefillin. So no one will ever read the tefillin. The Sofer writes it, we're assuming he has a great mind, he's not going to make any mistakes when he writes it. He puts it inside, it's done. No one's going to read, there's no need for sirtut. But a mezuzah has to be checked once in, he writes over here, once in 7 years. Okay, we have a tradition, Shulchan Aruch says twice in 7 years, but once in 7 years, so someone's going to read it. There's going to be some lucky sefer who's going to be paid to read the mezuzah to make sure everything is okay. You're going to read it. It has to be easy to read. There must be sirtut so that the words are written straight. Now
what
that is
what you don't have to look inside the mezuzah. It's the same idea.
So it seems from the reading because the mezuzah is exposed to the elements. Mezuzos and they were typically on the outside of the house, and it rains, it snows, it's hot, it's cold. So there's a real potential for it to get damaged. Therefore, you have to inspect it.
It's also less of a tircha to open it up and look. I mean,
tefillin is a very big tircha, and also tefillin, typically, we have a right to assume they're protected, and as long as you keep your tefillin in your locker, and you don't do anything, you don't keep your tefillin in the car on a summer day, or the tefillin don't get caught in the rain, there's no reason to assume anything has happened to the tefillin. You do not need to inspect the tefillin. Let's see what it says. There's a lot of things. Halacha. They wore, but even so, they wore it indoors. They only wore it. Since you're wearing the tefillin, you're able to protect the tefillin. You're able to protect the tefillin that you don't need to inspect them. What? They're closed, they're sealed. Mezuzah also, the degree of protection, of exposure that the mezuzah had was much more than tefillin. So therefore, mezuzah was read at least once in 7 years, and when you read it, it has to be neat. Tefillin are never read, so there's no need for sirtut. Now, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? La halacha, that's what it says in the Mechaber. You really, Meikar Hadin, do not need to ever check tefillin. However, if you're not in constant contact with your tefillin, they're put away in a drawer, they're put away in storage, and you only occasionally take the tefillin, who knows? Maybe something indeed happened to the tefillin. Then, the Mechaber paskens twice in 7 years.
That's if you don't use it.
If you don't use it. But if you use it every single day, so then you don't have to check it at all. Let's see further. The proper thing is to check, even till that you wear every single day, you should check twice in 7 years. Now, let's go further, when we come to the end, I'll tell you some halacha l'maisa. Even things have changed since the time of Magen Avram. Legabe mezuzah, What does the Mechaber say? Pasuk Mechaber, Shemezuzas Yochid, Nivdekes Pamayim B'Sheva Hashanim, V'Shel Rabim Pamayim B'Yovel. It's a Tircha. So if it belongs to the Tzibor, a mezuzah that belongs to the Tzibor only needs to be inspected twice in 50 years. Because who is in charge? There's no one really in charge. And by the way, the truth is, most of the time when you have a mezuzah that belongs to the Tzibor, it's not the Pesach is not even Chayiv in mezuzah. In the Beis HaKnesses, there's no Chayiv. Every mezuzah, there's a mezuzah. There's no Chayiv for a mezuzah in the Beis HaKnesses. It's just a hider, an elevator. Are you mechuyev for a mezuzah? Not mechuyev, but can you? Yes. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that lechatchila you should put mezuzahs on all the elevator doors. If you own a building, a Jewish building, you should put a mezuzah on the elevator. It's very rare do you see a mezuzah on an elevator. Very rare. But he writes, you should do it. You should put a mezuzah. And he talks how to do it. On the ground level, you put on the right side, and all you have the Freedom Tower. How many floors in the Freedom Tower? 100 floors, whatever it is, all of them are on the left side, because the only one that you go ground floor is where you enter, and then you come out. All on the other floors you're coming out, so only one is on the right side, all the other ones are on the left, because it's the right of the yitziah of going into the lobby when you get upstairs or you go down into a basement. Fine. So, but he says, when it comes to the rabbi, you only have to check it twice in 50 years. The halich hashlama, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, kasu b'shem ba'al ha'minichas shlomo she'ino ha'igim livdo kezat fundum she'nasu b'zmeni b'hidur. Now here's exactly what he talks about. He holds that b'zman hazeh, times have changed since the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham was dealing with tefillin which are not mehudarim, like what we have today with gasois, and they're perfect, they're sealed. So therefore you don't have to check tefillin b'zman hazeh, l'loy sibi b'yuchedes, unless you left the tefillin in the car. Or left it in the rain. Kevin Shane Lochosh Tfilin Shinasu Bihidu Bishniskalkulu Mahmazeya. Air conditioning, and the only reason why Zeya will affect it. The Adarab Al Piroiv Mitsuyim Takolis Rak Lacha Shaposku Es Hatfilin, you're looking for trouble. They're extremely delicate. They're folded. When you start opening up the parashios, you're going to cause the ink to crack. You're going to make a lot of trouble. So as long as you know for a fact that they've been inspected, and especially today we also have a computer check. Can you get your tefillin? So therefore you know all the letters are present. And the only question is, are there any, are the letters connected to each other, or are there any other things that can go wrong? And you have a reliable sofer inspect, everything is in order, and everything is put in order. So if Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that b'zman hazeh, you should not check your tefillin unless you have a reason to do so. Because by opening up the tefillin, you're looking for trouble. The Adrab al Piroiv Mitsum Takolos Rak Lacha Shapiskas Tfilin Khiyat Mzekvar Kos Kosum Shulchan Gavoya, or the Kol Yaakov al Mazuzah Shatufa Bezuchuchish, and Ein Chashash Ruyusa, Ein Chiv Bedika Fil Liachazman. He's a bigger Chiddush. When it comes to mezuzos as well, shocking Chiddush, if the mezuzos are indoors and they're sealed like today, they have some very good high quality mezuzah cases, not all are the same, but something that's airtight, you don't have to check it twice in 7 years. You can go for a very long time because it's okay. Kol zeh me'ikar hadin. However, he goes further. Alminik chassidim v'anshei ma'aseh l'hachmul of the tefillin midei shana b'shana b'chodesh elul. He says that there are people that would check their tefillin every single year in chodesh elul. Shesimnoi ani. What's the simin? Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. The simon is Elul. Elul is a simon of Elifine. Kamasha Kosa Vesavim Mimat Ephraim, Yesh, Anshe Maisa Nagim, Shibuchish Hazem, Fashbashim, Bidiktuki, Mitzvah, Lios, Bodik, Boychel, Pilfil, Mazuz, Shalahem, Cholashayim, Sasham, Bodak, the Cholashayim, Sasham, Bodak, Bashar Mitzvah, Vihi Minak Toiv, Vihin Kosa, Gam, Kitzer, Shulchanorach, Ovesave, Oilas, Hachoidesh. Herich binyan zem yigodol hachiv linoi kain. It's a good thing to do. Livdek hamezuzos hakavuos beir beitz uniyar shemoyshlem uchem zavuvim uchidoyme v'tzoch lashkiach al zemon. Okay, so therefore there has to be a balance. Everyone has a different custom. Some people, when it comes to tefillin, they hold like this. They're very makbid. Don't bother the tefillin. They're good. They're kosher. Go for 10 years. I once heard that the tzayvah says you can wait 10 years. You had a computer checked, and They're new, they're relatively new, and they're in good condition. Don't start cracking them open and open when you open, because they're folded very there, and when you open up the parchment, it can cause the ink to crack and this and that. Just leave it for at least 10 years. Some people say no. Some people say you have to do it all often. I mean, not that long ago, I was learning Mishnah Berurah. They had the Dirshu program. They have Mishnah Berurah. So the Hilchas Tum was about a couple of months ago. So there in the Dirshu, they have the supplement material to the Mishnah Berurah. They actually quote this of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that says, the Bizman Hazeh, don't look for trouble. And don't check your tilling. Okay, next. Rodaf Achar, next case. Achar Ishtoi V'nafal L'meisa N'tzach Kapara. Okay, this is a bizarre case. Let's see what it says. B'shut Maharshal Don B'meisa She'ira B'echot Sh'rotz Achar Nar V'rotza L'onshoi K'dei L'atzila Min Hagoyim
Sh'hoya. One type of garage requiring a mezuzah on a garage.
Yes. You do put it on an achsan, yes. You do put a mezuzah without a bracha, yes. Yes, a storage facility. The minig is to put a mezuzah, yeah. It's called an achsan. What? Not the raisa midrabanan. Not the raisa midrabanan. If it's, it has to be at least big. It has to be at least 4 amos by 4 amos. It has to be, if it's very, very small, sometimes you have a very small closet, even a closet. If it's a very small closet, generally you don't put a mezuzah. But it's a walk-in closet, so it depends. It depends on how big the closet is. It has to be at least, if it's 6 feet by 6 feet, which is not all that.
I was in Israel last time. I went to Weizmann Institute to visit Chaim Weizmann's house.
Yeah.
And they only had one mezuzah on the door.
On the outside door.
And I asked. They told me that he's from Bialystok. And in Bialystok, they made a takana. The mezuzahs were very expensive. So they made a takana that even the rich people shouldn't put on more than one.
Not to pressure the poor people. Minari Natari only include on the outside door. You can put mezuzahs.
I thought they did it,
you know,
the guy didn't care about
it. No, it was done alpi halacha, the mesara. That was the mesara, only one mezuzah on the outside door, in a hanami.
Yesterday I was driving around, I saw someone had a mezuzah on their porch column.
So it's very complex. The laws of mezuzah are, you need, there are some very good svarim today which have a lot of pictures. And the laws are rather complex. You'd be shocked. You go into someone, the average people go into their house, you'll be shocked how many mezuzos they really if you want to be mahader, you really are missing. Okay, you're missing like every out of the house, they have the arches here, there. You'd be surprised. You can run up a bill of a few $100 in mezuzos just by walking into someone's house. So you need a mezuzah here, mezuzah here, mezuzah here. Do you need a mezuzah on an airplane? How come El Al doesn't have mezuzos on the airplanes? So you can eat, you can sleep in the airplane. So I know my Rebbe, Rav Kahanel, in Tar Vidas, he held la halacha, an airplane needs a mezuzah.
In a submarine?
Same thing. Put on the inside, of course. That where it gets wet. Doesn't have to only be on the outside. Okay, so your space shuttle, you need the space station. Think about that. This certainly needs a mezuzah, right? What do you mean? They go for spacewalks. What are you going to tell me? The only chayim mezuzah on Earth? Yeah, it's certainly mechayiv to be mechayiv all the mitzvos in outer space.
An RV, like a recreation vehicle.
Yeah, RV. Well, that I think RV and the airplane and all of these are. Okay, these are complex halachas. So Yechiel Michel Stern, he wrote a very good sefer on Hilchas Mezuzah, and he has a lot of color pictures. Yechiel Michel Stern. He has 90 and 100 svarim, so he has a very good sefer Hilchas Mezuzah. He has a lot of pictures, all the very bizarre situations. Today, you know, today with the cell phone, with the smartphone, it's very convenient. People used to, years ago, used to ask the rabbi, I have my house, do I need a mezuzah? So you start trying to describe what it looks like, and you make these diagrams. What? I don't know what you're talking about. The only way I can answer your question, I have to go down myself to your home and see it. Oh, when are you home? Well, my wife doesn't want people to come in, not dressed, and not this, and not that. Today, a piece of cake. You take out your cell phone, you take a little picture, you show the rabbi, here's the picture, here's what it looks like, and my chayv to put him a mezuzah, and you get an instant answer. In fact, you can even email, just email the rabbi the picture, and we'll get an instant answer on the spot. It became very, very common to ask shilas of a mezuzah through the smartphone. Next, Rodav Achar Ishtoi V'Nofla U'Meisa Im Tzorach HaParak. He talks about this it's a bizarre case. Here's Bishut Marshal Don de Maisa She'ira Be'echot Sherotz Achar Nar Verotzel Le'onshoi Kidei La'atzilim Min HaGoyim She'im Eskoytei Dimohem. He was a child, you telling him stop fighting with the Goyim. She'ayish Hoya Onshoi Hoya HaGoyim Ozim Oysel Na'avshoi V'anar Nofol Amaymu Meis. So a parent or someone wanted to punish a child because he was whatever the story was.
He
was hanging out with bad friends, and then when he tried to punish him, in the part of the punishment, there was an accident happened. The Nar fell into the water and died. So we hear the person, the parent or the counselor, whoever it was, felt horrible. I was the cause of this child's death. Obviously, it was an accident, but he was the cause. For Horus, so he asked the Marshal, what should I do? For Horus, Shaloit Saruch Litshuva Vikapara, Bibne Shahoyim Mechavan Litoivasai. Shocking thing. The Marshal said, it's a terrible thing that happened, no denying the fact. Today will be in the newspapers, they'll lock him up today, we all know that. We're going back over here in different times, and he said it was an accident, and get past it, forget about it, and you don't even have to do tshuva. You don't have to give tzedakah, you don't have to klap al chet, you don't have to have a bad guilt complex over what happened, because your kavana was to do good. You were trying to prevent him from hanging out, whatever the story was, and everything that you did was correct, was legal, was correct, was within the rules of safety, and it was an accident. So, being that your kavana was for good, you don't even need to do tshuva. V'otam the child, you didn't do it to him. You went, you told him to go stand in the corner, and the child wasn't paying attention. He fell off a cliff. It's not your fault. You told him to go to a certain location, and he fell down. So he should have been more careful. It's not your fault. Ula. That's what the Marshal said. But the Chassam Sofer is not so generous. Ulam b'shut Chassam Sofer hiksha hashol al kach. The same question. We have mavur b'rashi b'sugin on this stuff. Sheperish nav zayin. Davav. So davav. Sheperish al rav Yehuda marav kolamatel imel yisim sach beso. A person is too strict in his home. He scares his family members. Bo lidei gimel averos ki lairai shvichastam m'shul shabbos. Perish shvichastam ki chocha ki pavim shabarachas v'nepona v'nefel esbachas apsochem v'migesher. Ulidivri marshal hanal l'mchoy so he's asking a direct contradiction from what it says in the Gemara to the Marshal. The Gemara here, it says the person should not impose emo yisir b'soch beso, because they're going to run away from him, and when they run away, they might get into an accident. But the Marshal says if they get into an accident, that's not your problem. It's not your fault. Don't tell me that they're running away in the middle of the night when it's dangerous. So this person presented this marshal to the Chassam Sofer, and he said that it seems that from Rashi in Masechta Gittin and Avav on the base, it appears to be that Rashi disagrees with the marshal. I'm not sure what that means.
No, he's running away because he's afraid that the punishment is worse than death.
It's worse than death, okay. The Alkane Bohil Tuva, he's completely oblivious to what's happening. He's confused. The Ain Liba Ima Vinoifal Babuma fine. Al my sana lohoyaloy limishares liore kolkach me abala bayishlo. The Mishares the person didn't have to be so afraid. Kilo hitl of Ima Yisir me Olam Raki Anshu Bidava Mutla Hashkid Kas Agoyim, Hoyal is Bun Das Visor. Gemara's Mashal Nuchayna. So he says it's not a kash. He says the Gemara is going with this Ema Yisera. When this Ema Yisera, you're not in control. You completely lose focus on what's in front of you, and then indeed you can come Lidei Sakana. But the Mashal's case, where the person was not in a state of terror, he was just told, listen, you've done something bad. So as a form of correction, as a form of rehabilitation, I want you to go to this location. And in this location, you'll be rehabilitated. And on the way there, the person got into an accident. It's not your fault. He got into an accident. He should be careful himself. Just because you sent him there, it's not your fault. And therefore, you have no, to not have a guilt complex. But in the case of the Gemara, is where you terrorize the person. And in the state of terror, he escaped. When a person's in a state of terror, he's not thinking, he's not watching what's in front of him. And he can come lead to an accident. And therefore, you are responsible. So indeed, there is no contradiction. So the bottom line is, it comes out according to all opinions, the Mashal and the Chassam Sofer, he's saying a very clear, Rachman Litzlan, if you send a person on a mission, if you tell a person, you always hear these stories where people they say they told their friend to meet them in a certain location, come and meet me, let's go out for dinner, or let's do something, or let's go out, let's go to an amusement park, and they get into an accident and they can get killed or something terrible happens. And you say to yourself, the only reason why the person was in this location at that time when it happened was because of me. I told him, let's have a go meet for dinner. So on the way to the restaurant, he got into a car accident. If I didn't call him and ask him to meet for dinner, this wouldn't have happened. Or the like. You always hear these stories. You always hear these stories. The people that can't live with themselves for the rest of their lives. So he's saying no such thing. It's not your responsibility, even though it's true that you were instrumental in this happening, but you have absolutely no connection to what happened. The person is walking, he whatever happened when he was doing his own thing, and the person does not even need to do tshuva, and does not need any form of kapara for such a terrible thing. If, on the other hand, you caused his death, there, like, well, we know the case of the Gemara, if you're chopping wood, and the axe, the metal of the axe falls off the handle, of course that's a different situation. Okay, let's go to the next example. Shmias nigunim mitapes bizman hazeh. We once gave a whole shiur on this. Music in today after the Churban based Hamikdash. B'shulchan Aruch, katz ha-mechaber, gozer shlo l'nagin b'chli shir v'chli minei zemer v'chol mashmi kol shal shir l'smech b'hem. The Gemara also l'shama mibnei ha-churban. B'shulchan Aruch, it says, based upon this Gemara, on Dav Zayin, that you're not allowed, Bizman Hazeh, to listen to music when it's accompanied by wine. You're not allowed to play musical instruments, you're not allowed to sing. V'afilu shir b'peh al yayin osa shenemar, b'shir lo yishtu yayin. With song, you're not allowed to drink wine. So you're not allowed to go to a sing music for your own pleasure when the music is accompanied by wine. And certainly you're not allowed to go to a bar to enjoy live music when it's accompanied by wine. Wedding is 100% mutter. Sudas mitzvah, and especially the sudas mitzvah v'chasna, 100%, that is the time that is appropriate to have wine and to have music. This only is sudas rishus, just to go for entertainment. I want to go for a night out, we're going to go to a restaurant, and there's going to be live music, and they're going to serve wine. So that is usser, usser, usser.
So you're saying a birthday, anniversary, birthday.
If it's live music, an anniversary is not a sudas mitzvah. An anniversary and a birthday is not a sudas mitzvah. It's not a sudas mitzvah. It's not a sudas mitzvah. Birthday is not a sudas mitzvah. There's a shaila. Is there an inyan to celebrate a birthday? To give shevach v'chaydah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it certainly does not give it the status of a sudas mitzvah. So by a birthday and by an anniversary, you're not allowed to have live music if they're serving wine.
What about a DJ and music?
No, a fundraising event where they're serving wine, that's also not a Sudas Mitzvah. Sudas Mitzvah is very limited. A Sudas Mitzvah is only a Siyam, a real Siyam. So that's not the real thing. If you go and you have a fundraising event, and we'll make a Siyam in order to make it into a Sudas Mitzvah. Technically, it's okay, but it's against the spirit of the law, of the halacha. If this is a fundraising event, concert, Mordechai Ben David, Avram Fried, Benny Friedman, right? All the big celebrities, Shweki, all the big celebrities, and we're going to have wine, we're going to serve champagne, right? We're going to serve champagne, and they're going to the concert, front row seats.
We have cocktail hours.
As long as it's not the same time. It's not the same time.
That's before.
If it's music, it says, regardless whether wine is served, you're not allowed.
No, you are allowed. If it's music without wine being served, the minig is to be mekel. That's what he's going to say over here.
The shir lo. Okay,
we don't. Right, in a chanami, the mechaber is more machnim, but we don't accept this. Right, this is not follow la halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says only a wine. We need to come to this. The mechaber, right? The mechaber says shgadu shaloi lenagein bechli shir b'chol minei zemer b'chol mashmi kol shel shir l'smech b'ham b'asu l'sham b'mibnei achorben. But I think it's v'afil l'shir b'peh aliyayin oske. You're right. He doesn't say, but halacha l'maisa, we only are machmir. The average person is only machmir on this when wine is served. The combination of yayin and music is what is accepted today. The Ramos says, and the Shach and the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah. I don't remember all the details. We'll discuss some of this later on over here on the bottom. But halacha l'maisa only when wine is served. So if you have a concert where they're serving champagne, that's mamish aser. That's a no-no. They don't, these big concerts, Hask, right? Hask is like that's the big spitz to go to the Hask concert. So they don't serve wine. They have
fundraisers, dinners, or something.
They may have a cocktail hour before, but when they have the cocktail, they're not going to be. There's no music before you come to the concert. They meet with the donors and they sit down. They serve wine. They give them food. They have a meal, but there's no music. There's no live music, not at least live music. And then you finish up business and then you go to the concert. And the concert, there's no liquor served. You serve liquor, you're asking your mamash, violating halacha. There's no doubt about it.
Wine.
What? Wine. Okay, liquor, wine. So you want to be mechalik, the other intoxicating beverages? It's not the same.
We're done talking about live music. It's about taste.
Okay, we're getting there. But first, let's get the basics. Now, ulam, haramah, look what the ulam, Ramah, the Ramah writes, "Kasa b'shem yesh amrim jadavka misha rogil bohem gun hamolachim shomdim v'sheichvim lechli shir oy beves hamishter." The Ramah right away is mekel. Okay, the Ramah says that only people that are rogil, only people that are not allowed to do this, people that do this all the time, you rogil like kings. There are the ones that are not allowed to have live music with wine. But the average person, maybe he's coming to be mekel, maybe he's saying that there's such a thing, maybe you're right, maybe there's such a thing that's people who only do this occasionally, it's not what you're used to, it's only for a fundraising event, so you go to a concert and they're going to have singing and the music and they're going to serve you wine, champagne is wine, right? Champagne is wine, 100% yeah. Wine. Champagne is wine, so maybe in a chanami, seems Sin Ramos says, since you're not rogil bohem, it's not something that you do on a daily basis, it's occasionally, so maybe in a chanami, it's mashon Ramos that it would be permitted. Let's see further. The Igris Moshe Kosav Shalashmoy Klishir Yesh Lesser Bechol Mokom, the Avra Moshe is very machmer, the Av Shesh Matinim Shloy Bebesa Mishte, in any Rogil, Mikomokom Yesh Lahmer Avshu Osir de Rabbanan. Here Moshe says it's not a good idea to listen to music. Just now, he's talking about listening to live music. Just to listen, so he's basically saying he's going to a concert. Rav Moshe says it's not a good thing. That's what he says. Oid Kosav Sham. Now, and this is really the topic. But so, halacha l'maaseh, we're not knowing like Rav Moshe. Obviously, the olam is very makel, and we go to concerts, we go whatever. But it's something which is accepted that we do, and people need this to maintain their sanity and a kosher form of entertainment. So this is the way it is. This is the accepted halacha, and all the poskim don't have a problem with this. Now, what about listening to electronic sound? Listening to tapes. Od Kosav Shagam Lashmo Shira, Rav Moshe writes, Ide Machshir Kmo Tapin, Petit Point. What does that mean? My Petit Point, with the Mechunas tapes, okay. Kolul the Isser Zer, Rav Moshe says it's Osser. You're not allowed to listen to music. Put out the whole music industry, goes down the drain. Ki ein havdalim shameas akli shir mi pi akli atzmei oyaydei machshir makes no difference. In fact, today probably some of the electronic forms are even better than the real thing, I would imagine. Right?
That's what they talk about the acapella.
It's unbelievable. Some okay, that, no, that's another issue. That's another. But you're talking about musical, a record, a recording of musical instruments. People are rug of the Isser Gomerhu. So he's also very machmir. The Shemir Levi, so he writes, but halachal ma'isa, we are embarrassed to report that we don't follow this. Our embarrassment and our pain. This halach in Shulchan Aruch that you're not supposed to listen to music has been forgotten from us. It's an explicit halach in Shulchan Aruch from the Mechaber, and don't tell me there's a heter of the Ramah, because the Shevet Levi says we're all ragel. We become accustomed to this. When you go into a store, get a headache. You go into a store, they're always playing music. You go into a restaurant, you make a phone call to any religious organization. When they put you on hold, you're listening there, they have music. Elevators, music. Everywhere you go. Well, wherever you go, and all the religious... So, you're going to tell me that we're not Ragel Bekach. We only do this once a year. You only go to the Haas concert once a year. Come on. You go to a concert every time you walk into an elevator, you're going to a concert. You go to the doctor office, you're in a concert. Everywhere you're going, you're ruggle. So therefore, the Shiva Levi says that unfortunately, we are embarrassed to report that something is wrong. We don't follow what it says the Farish in the Shulchan Aruch. Ulam, the Chelkas Yaakov to the rescue. Ulam, the Chelkas Yaakov cost us for... I don't know. Rav Yaakov... No. It's a famous poistik. I don't know. I'm embarrassed. I don't know. Kosav svara gedoyla lahatir. He calls it a svara gedoyla lahatir. Shekevim shemeshas hagzeris lesu hazman hazimra metam avelus lohoyadayin atape lechal hagzera. He says, it's like, you know, the internet. You can't, there was no Masara. There's no Masara on these things. It didn't exist at the time of the Korban. Yeah, when did he live?
To 1926.
Oh, where did he live?
Which is in Galicia.
Galicia.
Meir Arik.
Arik. Yeah. And why is it called Yaakov? Chelkas Yaakov?
Yeah, the guy before.
Maybe
what about the
Shevet HaLevi? That's Rav Wozner's recently. He was only Nifter 2 years ago.
A few months ago. A year ago.
Rav Wozner's very recent. Okay, he was 101 years old, Rav Wozner. 101 years old. So therefore he says, since tapes, electronic sound did not exist, you cannot tell me that it's also to listen to music or an electronic on a MP3 file when this did not exist in the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash.
They didn't have the instruments in the times of the Churban.
They did have the basic instruments, the string instruments, the instruments we consider to be all the same family. The wind, the string instruments... They're all the same. Shekosav Kevon Sin Shabimem Lohoya Ginai Loshe Hamapi Shabimelo Ika Ginai, Mikomokam Lenigza with Schadish Gzer Hadosh of Nishabetaritz Mutter. The Ainza Domel Lemin Klizemesh Schadish. Exactly your question. What about their new musical instruments? Avish Lohoya Bashas Gzera, Shavada Osamisham, Shag Zero Hoysa Alcohol Mine Klezemer. The Gzera was on musical instruments. Even though this particular type of musical instrument did not exist, it doesn't. So the same. The asvar nisnoisenish af a kol zman she yischatshu bichlal avla tape she'ein roin klal hamenagen. You don't see. You don't even see the player. Uva mi merchok rav from al pi chadoshos ateva mikrei ponim chadoshos. It's called ponim chadoshos. Ve'ein bichlal agzera. V'yav shohoyi rak svar bi'almo mi sheyirtzel liochol litchayisim. Become welcome. Sniff yesh lehetu. Even though I know you're not going to like it, but at least it's a contributing thought, svara, to find a solution to a problem that people have today. They need to listen to music and they find it very hard to follow what it says literally in the Shulchan Aruch. Umichomakim, Kosav Asher Levi, She'elu Hashaimim Klei Shir, She'mashmim Zemer Kodesh, Zemer Mitzvah, Le'oir Halavavis Mutter, Oy Lemish, She'meel Lepekech, Atzvuso, to take away the sadness, She'yeshlem, She'begedem Mitzvah, Kasher Kvar Kosav Hagoy Mahar Shak. Okay, so the said Levi Oskar's head, the sense you're doing it for good reasons. You're doing it to arouse yourself, to a degree of spirituality, or to remove depression. That's chayla, that's refuah. So therefore you could also be matar. The milus the morning, right? Jam and so everything that he's supposed to music. Obviously, when we're matim, it's manazet. It's a double posh that today this has become the reason. B'malas hashir kva mavur b'rambam b'shmona parakim shekasav mishem misoyer alav mora shechora rachmana litzlan, a person who is in a state of depression. Yasira b'shmias hanigunim v'minei zemer. A technique, a proven technique, is to listen to beautiful music. It will lift you out of depression. Ki anefesh tola, because the nefesh is weak, and it becomes dark in continuing in going through a routine, a common routine of difficulty. It needs to be stimulated through pleasant things in this world, lepituchim ulinyanim hanam, beautiful things, ad sheyasur mimina haleus, until the depression or the fatigue that man suffers from his existence in this world is lightened through the la'edla things in this world. It's better of Chudner. Chudner used to listen Mitzoy Shabbos. This is what they say. I don't know if it's true, but they say that every Mitzoy Shabbos in a certain tkuf in his life, a violinist would come to Rav Chudner and play the violin in order to lighten his spirits. He was a deep thinker, and deep thinkers are prone to suffer from depression. I'm not saying he was depressed, I know nothing about him, but this is what they say. He needed it, he enjoyed it, it lifted him out of a depression. I guess so. They say, what time of the week is the most depressing time of the week? It's a Shabbos. Right? The people say that to be very true. Do you find it to be true?
Yes.
Mitzvah Shabbos is a very hard time of the week. After Shabbos, why is that so? I don't know. You see, people.
Shabbos is peaceful. You have no cell phones, you have no tapes, no DVDs, no nothing. No
Mitzvah Shabbos, there's a certain.
26, 27 hours.
There's a certain release. People need, everyone is running, they're running. Ma'ariv Mitzvah Shabbos. There's no Ma'ariv like the Ma'ariv Yidav in Mitzvah Shabbos. There's a certain bahola off to the races. Mitzvah Shabbos. Rabbi Reisman revolutionized Mitzvah Shabbos with his shir. His famous story, which was sanitized by Art Scroll, when the Balabas came and said, Rabbi Reisman, I have to thank you that my wife and I, before we knew about your shir, every Mitzvah Shabbos, we went to the movies. And now, Baruch Hashem, you have transformed our Mitzvah Shabbos. We run to the shir, and then we go to the movies.
Which part did Art Scroll leave out?
Art Scroll, in the book, I heard him say this. I heard him say this. And Art, when he wrote over the best of his shirim in his book, Pathway to the Prophets, which is a must read. Not only must you read that book, you have to read it a few times. There's so much information in that book, so many sodas, especially the second half. The first half are like stories and much lighter things. The second half of the book are like everything you should know. You should have been taught in third grade about Yadus, and they didn't teach you. And believe me, there's a lot of stuff there.
Everything you wanted to know, but were afraid to.
Everything you really should know, but unfortunately, 95% of the population, Pathway to the Prophets. Pathway to the Prophets, there are two parts of the book. The second half of the book is, the whole book is wonderful, but especially the second half is just unbelievable. In the introduction to the book, he writes the story, but the editors have changed it. So, I mean, Reisman, until I met you, I used to go to work on Mitzvah Shabbos. I would go to the office. Come on. Now that I met you, I learned about the shir. I go to the shir, and then I go to the office.
And you went back to work.
Come on, come on. This is not.
You mentioned his wife. His wife can go to one place.
Yeah, the whole thing, totally lost. Lost.
It's a projection. Not the only thing.
Totally got lost. Kach mavur gam medivei Rav Yehuda Halevi b'sefer HaKuzari shoshibach hasachach mas hamoizika. The Kuzari gives high praise to music. The Kosav. Umos. Okay, what's that word over there? Well, how do you read that word? Umosenu mechabedes hanigunim umamedes hasam al hagedolim sheba'am. Our nation gives honor to nigunim and puts them upon the gedolim sheba'am v'him b'nei Levi. Klal Yisrael, our nation, who assigns music to the b'nei Levi. The very fact that there's in the whole parsha of the klei shir, every carbon is accompanied by music and musical instrument, goes to show how important it is in Yados. The purpose of this music was to arouse the people's neshamos. It can uproot, it can transform a person from one mid to the next. It can lift a person's spirits. The Chazar is, it says in the Gemara explicitly, that from the time of the Churban, you're not allowed to listen to music. Especially when the music is accompanied by wine. A song, a shir b'peh, when it's accompanied by wine, is certainly usher. And the Mechaber Paskins, even to listen to live music, is also usher even without wine. The Ramah says, it's only usher when you make it a habit. When you were ruggle b'kach, but if it does not become a natural thing that you do all the time, to do it occasionally is mutter. Problem is, bizman hazeh, how do we deal with this? So we're dealing with tapes, so b'chayra, that's mutter, because tape, it's not live music. Some say there's no issue even of kol isha. Many people are not, there's no kol isha when you're listening. And the problem, though, is that many parties will say is that it's true. Technically, according to the letter of law, you may be correct. But the quality of music today is so of the music that is so high, it's so great. It's even greater than live music to a certain degree. So even though technically, according to the letter of the law, you are correct, but in the spirit of the law, there's no question you really are going up against what Chazal said in the Gemara, and in this Gemara over here, on Daf Vav. How do we deal with it? So the answer is, Niskatnu, everyone struggles. Rav Moshe struggles, the Shevet Levi struggles, the Chalkas Yaakov struggles, they all struggle to find Heterim. And the Heterim are all, we're not doing it for personal enjoyment, we're doing it to be for spiritual reasons, we're doing it to have a spiritual high, or we're doing it to pull ourselves out of depression. We live in such a complicated world, you have to maintain your sanity is an avoda. So therefore the reasons of the Gemara don't apply to us, bizman hazeh, and that's why it's so common for us to be lenient. Okay, we'll take a very short break.